talk and do more talking to you. You folks have kept us on the air for 26 years, and I hope you keep us on a lot longer, because one of these days I'm not going to be able to do it, and we have Penny and we have Angie. Folks like that will take our place and keep the veterans movement going. I want to say we'll be back October 21st at 9 a.m., which will be my birthday. And there it is.
Well, I've killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying. I saw many more dying. But I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars. Always the young to fall.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Palestinian Childhood Under Occupation, a talk on Monday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Church in Portland. Jennifer Bang, Brad Parker, and other speakers will talk about the issues faced by Palestinian children living under Israeli occupation, including children in detention, issues in health and mental health, the state of education, and more. Again, that's Palestinian Childhood Under Occupation, a talk on Monday, September 19th at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Well, here it is, Friday, September 16th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. And speaking of which, if you in the last 24 hours or so were treated as a sad, deplorable sight of rotting fruit lying somewhere, perhaps on your kitchen counter, perhaps in a gutter, and it reminded you of yesterday's Air Cascadia, where we were talking about food waste and Love the Ugly website and all of the many, many actions that you can take to stop food waste right now in your own way on your own walk. Then you think about that program and you think, I really do wish I had supported that. You can go to the website and you can go to the drop-down menu on the donation page. It's so easy to do. It's not, you feel like you really understand technology. That's another bonus, too. So, yeah, you can do that, and you can support Cascadia any time you want, any hour of the day or night. Any time you see a piece of ugly fruit, think of us. That said, we have a little bit of weather. We have the perfect guest today. It's Friday. We're in Membership Drive. And we have Matt Stannard. joining us to talk a bit more about public banking. Yet another community has opted in and has taken up public banking with the usual positive results. This is one action that communities can take that is going to be nothing but positive outcomes. Just doesn't exist. People, you always come out ahead. This is the way banking should be done if it is to be used for all its potential good. So that said, let me just quickly, Matt is waiting patiently. We're going to rip through some weather for the Cascadia region. For today, mostly cloudy early on, clearing, highs eventually around 82, and calm winds. Tonight, clouds moving in, lows around 59. And tomorrow on Saturday, it's 50-50 regarding rain. I love it when they say cloudy. Of course it's cloudy. It's raining. You know, who writes this stuff? Anyway, and a high near 71. Not much wind to speak of, so I won't. Saturday night, there is a chance of rain, lows around 61. And Sunday, again, same iffy situation regarding precipitation. Mostly cloudy, highs around 71, and not much of a breeze. Sunday night, chance of rain early on in the evening, and then they say that we will get showers after 11 with a low around 56. And that's it, full circle to Monday morning, and more news, more weather, more Monday. There are just a few headlines. There was such a huge uproar over the threat of the government killing 44,000 wild horses, that was stopped. So again, action, direct action works. Action of any sort has an effect. And we're going to save this. We've got the Snowden stories. We've got Trump stories, of course. We've got Hillary Clinton stories. But really, it all comes down to money. And when we say follow the money, it would be nice once in a while if the people won, and following the money led to more public banking. And here to tell us about that is Matt Stannard. Welcome, Matt. Welcome back to the KBOO. Airwaves and that small corner of those airwaves, which is Air Cascadia.
And always happy to be back, Chris. Hope that you are doing well, and a big shout out to all my friends in Portland.
That's great. It's also good to hear from you. Okay, so the state-owned bank, so we've got New Jersey. Last week, New Jersey, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Murphy proposed establishing a public bank owned by the taxpayers.
That's correct.
Talk about that, can you, please? What brought them to the decision?
It's huge. Mr. Murphy may be the highest profile political figure to propose a public bank in a long, long time. And he is clearly speaking the language of the public banking movement when he describes the Bank of North Dakota as the model. Of course, the Bank of North Dakota is the only state-owned bank in the United States. I published an article earlier this week at Occupy. You can find it. It's called In Praise of Class Traders. In Praise of Class Traders, former Goldman exec runs for New Jersey governor on a public banking platform. Mr. Murphy was an executive at Goldman Sachs, which tells us he figured something out when he walked away from Wall Street in terms of what states need. And he figured out that they need public banks that can take public money and then can lend to the public as well as small businesses at extremely low interest rates and then take that money back and keep it in the state instead of giving it away to Wall Street.
Hey, so one thing, public banking really is the one thing that has been shown time and again to genuinely foster small businesses. And it's that alone, it ought to tell one all you need to know about it. And certainly,
it's true. There are more community banks per capita in North Dakota than anywhere else in the country, because a public bank will not compete with private community banks, small banks. A public bank will help those small banks. Those small banks, in turn, lend to small businesses in the communities. And again, it's a way of having autonomous economic development and local development in the community instead of paying, you know, outlandish interest and fees to Wall Street. I mean, my God, New Jersey has paid, you know, well over $1 billion just in fees to Wall Street to handle their pension funds. And Wall Street hasn't even done a very good job handling those pension funds. So it's very refreshing, again, to see a mainstream politician come forward with a plan for public banking.
What's been the reaction so far?
Well, interestingly enough, after a couple of days after Murphy made the proposal, Chris Christie ridiculed the proposal. He said that, you know, it's a terrible idea, the government shouldn't be running banks. And so here's what Murphy's team said back. They said, given Chris Christie's 9 credit downgrades, lagging economic growth, budget shortfalls built on putting politics before families, broken promises, and subservience to Donald Trump, will consider the source. And they also could have said that under Christie, under Governor Christie's governorship, the state pension fund management fees went from $141 million in 2010 to $720 million in 2015. That was all under Chris Christie. So the man's got no room to talk about responsible financial management.
Yeah, it would appear that way. And it's not the government running a bank anyway. It's people. It's the people of New Jersey would be owning this bank. The money would stay in the state and benefit citizens of New Jersey. There's his name slips my mind, the gubernatorial candidate who's running.
Yeah.
He obviously, having been part of Goldman Sachs, and you know, he should receive refugee status.
He might need to get a bodyguard or something. But no, it's Phil Murphy, and he was I'm not quite sure what level of executive he was, but he was definitely an executive. You know, there was an upper management person named Nomi Prince, who was a Goldman person and a Bear Stearns person, also walked away from that and started advocating public banks. And, you know, my friend Rick Wolf, the economist, you know, says that, you know, he has a lot of former colleagues and classmates that work up on, you know, work on Wall Street. And he says that most of them know, you know, most people who are in the banking business have knowledge that this system is ultimately unsustainable. You know, they're staying in it so that they can kind of take care of their own. But pretty much anyone who knows anything about economics knows that this extraction and exploitation model is doomed to fail, and that what we really need are state and city and county owned banks who can, you know, take advantage of fractional reserve lending in order to make money work in their own locales.
Yeah, money debt can work, and that's what the idea of money was originally designed to do. Matt, that's it. We've run out of time. Do you want to just give a quick source for listeners to go to find out more about public banking?
Sure, yeah. You can go to the article in Praise of Class Traders at Occupy.com, and then you can also visit us at CommonomicsUSA.org. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you so much, Matt. Matt Stannard has been with us today, Commonomics, and engineering for us, Sam Parrish. Thanks for that, Sam. Kathleen Stevens is a KBOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and become a member. Support this radio station right now. It is the way to get a weekend going. It's a way to get so many voices going. A couple of voices out there ready to tell us all about this, Bill, Justin.
Thanks so much, Chris.
So glad you're there.
Thanks so much.
Yes, I'm glad I'm here, too.
A movement towards community ownership, folks. It couldn't be any more perfect segue to remind you in Radioland the only way this community ownership movement goes forward is by you in the community engaging in some ownership. Why don't you call right now, 877-500-5266, in order to slide your way over from the passenger side to the driver's side. And you can drive this bus, too. You can do that online at KBOO.FM to support one of our most tireless volunteers. Chris Andre comes in every day to do Air Cascadia. This is a labor of love. This is not a paid position. She is working to bring as many voices into these little newscasts that could every day. And we're asking you to just take a moment and say thank you to Chris. Thank you to Sam. Thank you to Kathleen. Thank you for the hundreds of volunteers who are working every hour of every day to bring real people with real voices to air.
I want
to
make a small
right now, 877-500-5266.
And that correction is, it's not the little radio station that could. It's the little radio station that does. And we've been doing it for over 40 years. And you have been helping us by calling 877-500-5266, by going to kboo.fm and clicking the donate button, and by walking into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and coming to the back of the building and giving us your money or your check or any other way that you can give us. And we can do electronic funds transfer, so you can give us $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want, and then that money keeps coming in. So give us a call at 877-500-5266.
And every time you do, you engage in an act of resistance. Call now, 877-500-KBOO.
Today on Flashpoints, Aurora Levins Morales, nationally known Puerto Rican Jewish feminist, author, and activist, kicks off